Hello out there in Radio Land. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, since 1922. Find us on Instagram at CFRC Music to keep up with us. I'm Dinah Jansen. Coming up in this special Queen's Club takeover of our airwaves, we're chatting with folks from the group Let's Get Revved Up. The Let's Get Revved Up Club was formed in 2023 with the mission of raising funds and awareness for the Revved Up program. Revved Up is a not-for-profit organization at Queen's that supports physical activity opportunities for individuals living with physical and developmental disabilities. In light of recent and ongoing budget cuts to the program, the team's ultimate goal is to work towards improving the functioning of Revved Up. They are also running a big event on March 22nd to support their club's initiatives. Here with us to chat about Let's Get Revved Up and spin some favorite club songs with us today are the club's co-chairs, Amy Anderson and Aaron Moskovic. Welcome, Amy and Aaron, and thanks for taking over the airwaves with us here on CFRC today.
Thank you for having us today.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Wonderful. It's so wonderful to have you here. And I'm really excited to learn more about your club and also this big event that you're going to be running on March 22nd, which we'll talk about shortly. I wonder, Amy, if we could start with you. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about the club. What is it?
Yeah, so as you said, Dinah, we are supporting the Revved Up program, which actually runs out of the Kinesiology and Health Studies building here on campus. And Revved Up is an adapted exercise program that's almost completely run by student volunteers. So student volunteers will come in, get paired up with a participant with a variety of disabilities, and they basically just run through their exercise program with them. So it's a really great opportunity both for people in the community with disabilities and for students, but we don't have a ton of funding. So last year, the club was founded by two students, and we're just keeping it going this year, trying to raise money for the Revved Up program. So we host a lot of fundraisers throughout the year, trying to purchase new equipment or whatever else is needed to keep the program running.
Okay. All right. So now, Amy, tell us about your role in the club and how and why you got involved.
So I was on the club last year. I was a marketing director, and I joined because I'm in the Disability and Physical Activity Certificate with Queen's. So that certificate, you get to work with Revved Up. Part of my courses are my hours in Revved Up. Last year it was being a coach, and this year it's being a supervisor. So just, I really loved the Revved Up environment, and I wanted to help out and see what I could do to improve the program. So that's why I joined the club. And then I applied to be co-chair last year and I got it. So I've just been co-chair this year with Aaron, trying to just raise as much money as we can.
Amazing. And now, Aaron, let's hear from you about your role in the club and why and how you got involved.
So I, along with Amy, am one of the co-chairs of the Let's Get Revved Up Club. And in our role, we supervise and guide our 22 executive members in fundraising efforts for the Revved Up program. I've personally been a volunteer with Revved Up since my second year at university. I'm in my fourth year now, and my experience has made me incredibly passionate about working with individuals with disabilities, and it's driven me to advocate for inclusivity and promote disability awareness within both the Queens and Kingston communities. And this passion is ultimately what motivated me to get involved in the club.
Aaron, perhaps starting with you, I'd like to hear a little bit more about the club's activities and what you do together.
So our club does host weekly meetings where we work as members of the club to plan all of our fundraising events. So since we are a fundraising club, some of the events and some of the fundraisers that we have done this past year include a fitness class. It was called the Revved Up Fitness Frenzy that took place in the School of Kinesiology and Health Studies building on Queen's campus. And we also hosted a trivia night at the Brass Pub. And we did a Chuck a Pep event with the Kingston Frontenacs. And we are about to hold our second annual walk and roll-a-thon event on March 22nd.
Awesome. Amy, anything you would like to add to that?
Yeah, we try to spend as little money as possible on these fundraisers so that all of our profits go directly to Revved Up. So as a club, we work really hard on getting sponsorships. We got a lot of sponsorships for our trivia night prizes just so that our profit is as big as possible so that we're just donating money and as opposed to trying to spend money to earn more money.
Right. And I'd like to hear a little bit more about the work you're doing with the participants. You mentioned a lot of work about fundraising, but you're also talking about participants. Who are they and what are they doing with your club?
Yeah, so the club is a little bit separate from Revved Up. You don't need to be a volunteer to be on the club, and as a volunteer, you are not required to work with the club. It's kind of just most of the people on the club usually work with Revved Up and then want to do a little bit extra to help out. So the club is the fundraising side, and then as a volunteer or a student in the certificate, you're working with the participants in the gym, which the sessions run Monday to Friday, pretty much all day, and you're just paired up with a participant. You're guiding them through their exercise program, just chatting with them, giving them the social aspect, as well as correcting their form and making sure they're doing everything as well as possible.
Well, that's really interesting. Maybe Erin, if you can jump in here with those kinds of activities that volunteers are doing with participants in the gym. Sounds like there's a lot of exercise, a little bit of mentorship. Let's hear a little bit more about how the activities might also be furthering your own career path.
Sorry, just to clarify, do you mean like our fundraising events as the activities that we're doing for the Revved Up Club?
Both.
Okay, well, the actual fundraising events, they fundraise for this Revved Up program. So just to summarize what Amy said, in this Revved Up program, it's pretty awesome because you get to be a trainer and do these one-on-one sessions and help make exercises accessible for so many different types of individuals. And these fundraisers allow us to better this Revved Up program. So right now we are fundraising for more gym equipment. We're fundraising for balance pads and ankle weights and a footstool and a weight rack. And all of this will enhance the workouts for our participants. And we also raise funds for social events, and our fundraising events are social events, and this encourages greater interaction among participants and volunteers and everyone on our committee as well. And ultimately, these social connections and the Revved Up program play a vital role in promoting overall health and engagement. And we are also fundraising for staff support for the Revved Up program, and this is crucial in providing supervision and assisting with transportation and ensuring that all activities can run smoothly and safely. So I think that all of these fundraising efforts and what we do in the Revved Up program will contribute to promoting overall health and engagement in everything that I just described, if that makes sense.
Thank you so much. And now you did mention a couple of recent social events. Maybe you can tell us, Amy, about some of the recent events that you did hold. And shortly we'll talk about the big upcoming one you have later this month. Amy, over to you.
Yeah, so we had a trivia night at the Brass Pub in January. So we kind of encouraged all of our club members, like, tell your friends. We posted on our Instagram about it, and it was just like a lot of people coming in. They did trivia in teams, and it was just a nice social event that was raising money for Revved Up as well. So you just gotta kind of do a trivia night with your friends, and you just know that all the donations you made went to a good cause. And then our Chuck a Pep fundraiser as well. It was at the Frontenacs game. So we sold tickets to both students and to the Revved Up participant population. So all of the seats were together. So everyone came in and got to sit together and just watch the game together. And if they purchase a Pep, then that money also went to Revved Up. So everything is just kind of focused on raising money, but also providing opportunity to socialize between the volunteers and the participants.
Right. And you have both touched on some of the things that you are fundraising for, specifically equipment. You mentioned staffing as well. What's the dollar amount that you're actually looking for? Like, how much do these things cost?
So I think right now we're looking at fundraising around $7,000. Between the staffing, we're also fundraising for a budget for social events for the participants. And then, as Aaron said, balance pads, ankle weights, a weight rack, And then altogether, that comes to around $7,000.
That's a very low amount of money for a lot of this work. That's a surprisingly low number. I hope you achieve your goals. But we have to get into a fun conversation now with the Let's Get Revved Up team about their big fundraising event happening on March 22nd. Erin, tell us about the big event.
So, as you mentioned, our big event, which is called the Walk and Roll-a-thon, is taking place on Saturday, March 22nd. It's our second annual Walk and Roll-a-thon, and it's taking place in the Queens Athletics and Recreation Center main gym. And this is a fundraiser where we provide games and raffle prizes, and we have a track where individuals can walk and roll on, and we provide snacks. And as you walk around the track, you can earn more tickets and use those tickets to be entered into our raffle prize event. There are also raffle prizes that you can enter into just by showing up to the event. So there's no pressure on anyone to complete any laps if they don't want to or if they aren't able to. And this is also just a social event for students and community members and revved up participants to come together and show their support for disability awareness and raise money for the revved up program.
Nice. And now, Amy, how can people get involved and participate in this walk and roll-a-thon if they'd like to participate as a walker or a roller on the track? And also, if they just want to come and hang out and watch the fun, how do people do so?
Yeah, so as Aaron said, it's in the ARC main gym, which is on lower level one. It's from 1 to 3 p.m. People can just come, show up. There's an optional $5 donation at the door. You don't have to donate, but we recommend you do to support the program. And then you just kind of hang out. There's, yeah, as Aaron said, snacks and activities and the walking track. We're going to have a bit of an opening ceremony and then we'll open up the walking track. And then everyone is just free to socialize and hang out and participate in whichever activities they want to.
Amazing. And if people want to come and participate, how long is the event going on through this day? Like it sounds like a marathon, if you will. Is this going to be running for an extended period of time?
Oh, so it's only actually from 1 to 3 p.m.
Okay, all right. So if people want to come and also participate, how would you suggest that they prepare in order to be able to do the work around the track?
I would just say bring your running shoes and just have a good attitude, ready to socialize and ready to walk as much as you can or as little as you can.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I'd like to hear a little bit more about how students can get involved with the Revved Up group, let alone your fundraising wing of the group, too. Is this specific to kinesiology students, or can any student on campus become a part of the group?
Any students on campus are welcome to participate in the Revved Up program and also in the Let's Get Revved Up club. We mainly promote during the orientation week, and that's where we set up a booth, typically at the sidewalk sale and the or orientation po the orientation the club's orientation. And our club is open to all students. We recommend stopping by if you're interested, but any time of the year, please feel free to reach out to us through our email or our Instagram. Our Instagram is at Let's Get Revved Up Club, and we're happy to answer any questions that you may have. And you can stay updated on events and how to get involved with the club in that way.
All right, thank you so much. Now, Amy, related to participating in the revved up activities, some of our listeners out there are community members and are not students, but might be wishing to find ways to be able to participate in the club's activities. How can they access the club's services and activities?
So, in terms of the actual Revved Up program, anyone can be a volunteer. All you need to do is go to revvedupgroup.ca and there's a tab that says how to volunteer, and you basically just send in your resume to the email provided there. And then I think we might have a wait list right now of volunteers, but you just add your name to that, and then there's a training session, and then you get right in the gym and you get to work with the participants. In terms of the club's events, If you just follow us on Instagram, we post about every event we're doing, and it's a good way to keep up to date on how you can more like financially support Revved Up, and then of course the volunteering side as well.
Right. But also, I'd like to hear about how participants can access the group's work.
So typically participants would get referred by their doctor actually to join Revved Up. But same thing on the website, revedupgroup.ca, there is a page that will tell participants how they would be able to get in touch with the coordinator and potentially secure a spot in the gym.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing. Now, before we close the show, I'd like to hear more from you, Erin, first about why students should get more involved in your club's activities, in your opinion.
So, working in the Revved Up gym provides great hands-on experience for students, and it also brings them into our wonderful community of Revved Up participants. This is an experience that you can't get in many other places, and not only gives back to the community, but it also gives students a chance to see what it's like to work with populations, with individuals with disabilities in the real world. And I know that many people may be working with in a healthcare facility, for example, in the future, and this would provide them with great experience.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And Amy, in your opinion, why should more students get involved with your group?
In terms of getting involved with the club, Revved Up does not have a ton of funding, but it's such an amazing program, and we need more funding to be able to keep providing the experience that we are able to provide right now. So, getting involved with the club would just mean that you're going to play a role in helping to fundraise for the club and for Revved Up and helping to get the word out about Revved Up so that more students can get involved, more individuals with disabilities can hear about our program and get involved, and just, yeah, again, raising more money for the program so that's able to keep running.
Amazing, amazing. And now, finally, how can folks learn more about your club and stay up to date with upcoming events and fun activities?
You can learn more about our club by following us on Instagram, as I mentioned, at Let's Get Revved Up Club, where we regularly post updates and educational information. Feel free to reach out to us directly through our Instagram or by email at letsgetrevvedup@clubs.queensu.ca if you have any questions.
Awesome. And Amy, can you remind us about the website you mentioned earlier?
Yeah, so the website is revvedupgroup.ca.
Thank you so much. Anything else to add before we close?
Thank you for having us today, and we're looking forward to seeing people at our Walk and Rollathon event on March 22nd from 1 to 3 p.m. at the ARC.
Amazing. Anything else to add, Amy?
I think Aaron covered it all.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us right here on CFRC 101.9 FM and taking over our airwaves with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast produced at CFRC 101.9 FM at Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, situated on the traditional territories of the Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee peoples, and brought to you by the generous support of Smith Engineering. The Let's Get Revved Up Club is hosting its second annual Walk and Rollathon on Saturday, March 22nd from 1 to 3 p.m. in Queen's University's ARC Gym 1. There is an optional $5 donation at the door and tons of activities such as games, snacks, coloring, bracelet making, raffle prizes, and a walking and rolling track. All proceeds go towards the Revved Up Gym, an adaptive exercise program for people in the community with identified disabilities. Come on out for a fun time to support Revved Up on March 22nd.